Hello.
Hello, everyone. So, my name is Adam Meyer. I work at SUSE. Here joining me is Stefan Barth. He's the project manager for this small project. And Adrian Schroeder, he's also known as Mr. OBS. He sends his regrets again. He can't join this year. So, this talk I gave at the Labs conference about a month ago, and it's, I guess it's almost the same with a few updates. So the agenda for today is, I guess, the motivation of this Git migration. There's a high level status that Stefan will talk about. He also, yeah. And we'll talk about what is actually happening, like the terminology, because we sometimes confuse the words that we're talking about. We talk about branches, and it means like different things in different places. What are the goals of this migration? What are the workflows that we support? Some other workflows that are possible? When is it happening, and how things are going? So, without further ado, Stefan, you can talk about the motivation.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. So I'm covering like the high-level view, only two slides, and then Adam will dive into the deeper technological parts. So someone just even said like 10 years ago we should have done that, so we're 10 years late. but actually, the real planning started 4 years ago, a bit without focus, so it lacked the direction, and we took care that this is kind of having like the proper sponsorship and also working on it with a focus where we want to go, and eventually like that enables Less 16 to be able to have Git managed sources. So one major issue that we have, where Yishi Shrine talked about it before, Micro 6.0.6.1 already had quite some challenges because we had this intermediate process, at least internally, but there was also some effects externally. So yeah, workarounds, glue code are in place, or still in place, and we wanted to get rid of those because they create issues. Eventually, also, we wanted to be future-proof because yeah, you don't want to have two things in place. And then you want to have a clear cut somewhere and work towards that. We also wanted to have atomic project changes, which Gitti basically provides. We're also kind of using Gitti because, for example, GitHub is not able to be used because of also common criteria certifications and also for various other reasons, but this is kind of the major reason. And so we're using Git, basic Git, as we all know it, and Gitti. We chose that rather early. ForgeShow is kind of a fork, which we might be also looking later on, but for now we focus on implementing kind of this workflow. Yeah. Also trying to avoid duplicate efforts on the user interface that we have to use or have for historic reasons. And last not least, I think this is also why we use Git to lower the bars for new joiners, to allow easier contributions in general, because not everyone, but a lot of people know Git, and also make it possible to send a pull request for changes, and not without knowing major parts of OBS. Good. From a high-level status perspective, yeah, there was some movements earlier this year where we said like we're going to convert DevOps projects, but we had to take care about some other things. So, so first of all, very important is that we need to improve the end-to-end developer experience. So we have quite some tooling. You can use Git. We have OBS Git, and last not least, OSC is still in place. We need to get this kind of sorted out, how to use things that you don't have to. Yeah, use three tools for one workflow. This is being worked on. Then, yeah, I mentioned it, so OSC is being adapted. So, for example, OSC fork instead of OSC branch has been implemented to adapt to the Git workflow. Git OBS has been introduced and has seen major improvements. And also, Daniel Mach, who's one of the main, well, who is the main maintainer, was also kind of mirroring commands that are in OSC. So that, as I said before, you don't have to know three tools. And last not least, I mean, a lot of reviewing needs to happen. You know, And sometimes you don't like those reviews, but they need proper tooling, and that also needed to be adjusted to present the change in a convenient way. There's also work going into that a lot. Primary focus is definitely documentation, so there's some generic documentation, also explaining the workflow. We're working on improving that. Since we have still not all the tooling perfectly in place, it's rather difficult to have like a clear and concise documentation, although we want to have it, because the three tools have different functionalities, and we want to get the tooling straight, have a proper workflow, and then document it in a very concise way. Then what's also going on, and Adam was working on it a lot, and we'll explain soon more about it, is the adaptations to workflows, processes, like you know how Factory works with the DevOps projects, and also kind of map this into Gitti was major work in the recent weeks. Yeah. And last not least, also conventions. You might not see them, you might know them, or they're somehow represented, but they also need to be re-implemented. Yeah. And last not least, we also want to go to the community with an open door for Git packaging. Maybe later it turns into like a generic packaging open doors that you also can ask questions when you run into issues. So probably in a weekly basis, it's not set up yet. We're in preparations for that. But I think it's important that you have kind of a place where you can ask questions besides the metrics, IRC, whatever you prefer. And this is what I wanted to share. And now I'm handing back to Adam.
Right. And I think throughout the presentation, we'll be also touching on these high-level statuses. Oh, right. So I've been asked to talk a little bit about a history of where we're at with OBS and where we're going with Git. So the purpose here is not to replace the OBS. The purpose here is to extract the SCM that is currently, let's say, it's kind of proprietary SCM inside the OBS. And by the virtue of extracting this SCM, we're also breaking all the workflows, which means all the processes that are embedded in the OBS. So we end up have to re-engineer them around Git, and that's a big complication here. So, but OBS itself didn't really appear out of nowhere. OBS grew out of an auto-build process. So there was so before I joined SUSE, it was maybe 2 decades ago, there used to be this auto-build scripts that would just run and build the distro. And the way that the distro was actually built was on people's workstations. So there were like people were working, and suddenly there was a kernel building on their workstation, and everything was a little bit slow. And that was the process that we used to build the distribution. There was no dedicated server so much. It was built literally on the workstation somewhere, right? And then you add the battery FS balancing itself at the same time, and the kernel building, and it's like, okay, time to go for early lunch. So OBS grew out of these scripts. It was this consolidation into putting it into a separate area, and at the time, it was nice to be able to implement it in a way that people knew. So the source management system, while it's proprietary, well, it's not really proprietary. It's open source, but it's just in the OBS. It's not anywhere else. This proprietary SCM is mostly mimicking Subversion, right? The way it operates. And then it's like, okay, but that's on the package level. And then when you look at the project level, it's no longer Subversion. You're not checking in projects, you're checking in individual packages into the project. And they come in into any order, and maybe the project Git, I mean, the project config comes in there as in a different place, and this starts to mimic CVS, if you know what that is. So in CVS, you basically could update like a file version, but it's independent of a version update from some different files. So people could work on different parts of the code base and they end up clashing with each other. And this is kind of similar to what we have in OBS on a project level. So if you look at the OBS, it's actually, to get the project status, you have to look at four different SCMs, apparently, because the metadata is stored in a different place, the packages are stored in a different place, we have overlays for services that are running there, and yeah. You know, it made sense, and every step that was added, it made sense. But after a while, it becomes this big ball that if you want to change it, well, you want to change this one more thing, well, you have to push this giant ball a little bit, right? And it becomes more and more complicated. So, if you still have motivation about this, then you can reach out to us always on IRC. There's OpenSUSE build service on Libera. And we have OpenSUSE release meetings where we have updates every Wednesday, the Wednesday mornings here. Okay, so this presentation may be a little bit backwards because now we should talk about terminology. We often talk about Git, right? So we already talk about workflows and et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But we talk about Git, and then what do we mean by when we talk about Git? So we talk, oftentimes when people talk about Git, they talk about GitHub. They talk about upstream sources. You go to GitHub someplace, and this is your Git that they mean. But here we are talking about packages, and we're talking about project sources. So Git packages are these upstream Gits, plus maybe some spec file. And the project sources would be a collection of these packages, plus build configuration for the project. So in OBS, we also talk about branches a lot. In Git, we also talk about branches a lot. They mean completely different things. OBS branch is basically this heavy command that copies one package from one project to another, maybe copies the project definitions. In Git, a branch is a label. Nothing more, it's just a label. So you know these giant hashes that Git has for commits? The branch is just a label of this commit. There's nothing else extra here. And what is Git for OBS? So when we move the SCM out of OBS, well, I think I touched on this before, we are not just moving the packet sources. We also move all the processes around these packet sources. So this involves the project sources because they're a collection of packages. It involves the reviews and everything associated with the reviews. So like FactoryBot, for example, LegalDB, things like that. But at the same time, we don't want to be replacing OBS. OBS is very good at building things, and we want to keep OBS for building things, for signing things, for publishing the binaries. This is exactly what it's good for. And as Stefan mentioned before, this project actually started some years ago. And some years ago, there was this SCM sync implemented. So at the bottom here, you can see, for example, this is a SCM sync for the project Git of Cockpit. And it just basically is a URL. And if you use something like this in a package or a project, you can just point to OBS to it with this SCM sync in a project or a package metadata, preferably project metadata. And you always make sure to specify #, and the branch. Because without a branch specified in the URL, the OBS will not exactly be sure what it's actually supposed to be fetching. So you can specify the branch, you can specify exact commit ID, you can specify a tag all of these are valid, but you need to specify something in the fragment of the URL. And where do you want to put this SCM sync? So for example, if you go to OSC, meta, package, and some package, you get listing there, and in there you can put this SCM sync after this description. I just put it there. It works. It works the same in the projects. So if you go right now, if you go to OSC, if you just type in OSC meta project system management colon cockpit, you will get this URL. And it just tells OBS to follow the branch of this project there. So this is basically what the Git for OBS means. And what is the layout of a project source? So for example, there's SLFO, or I guess LESS16, or I guess LEAP16. It's just a project that has some files in it. So the files would be things like underscore config is the project config. You have your configuration files for different workflows or bots. And we prefer to have all the packages as submodules, because then they're not in the same project, like they're not in the same Git as a project, and then you can share the packages with different projects, basically, because submodules are basically pointers in Git. There's nothing really special about them; they're just pointers in Git. And tomorrow I have a workshop with this, so I can show you this exactly what I mean here. And what is a Git package? A Git package is just what we have in OSC, in OBS currently. We have upstream sources. This could be a tarball. We have some Git configuration files, like Git attributes, which tells, like, for example, store the tarball in LFS. Don't store it in the Git itself. We have our spec file. But unlike OBS, we can have multiple code streams in the same Git repository. So we can have a package that is basically a repository for SLEE16, it's a repository for Factory, it's a repository for maybe other projects, Leap, whatever. And it all exists in the same repository, just under different branches. So if you want to have a diff between, like, oh, what did I commit these changes to this project yet? It's reasonably simple to check, because it's just you don't need to know where does the project exist. You just look at the branch, right? What are the goals of this project? I would like to have the architecture here of this project not to depend on the UI. So Gitty is not central to this process here. Gitty is a tool used for collaboration. It's a tool for us to see that there are some processes happening, to get feedback on for example on a pull request that you're doing. To get build results, like for example, to see that the build results are happening when stuff is being merged and things like this, but it's not meant to be a central tenant in the actual process itself. I want the dependencies to be smaller and not involve the UI itself. So if we want to depend on the Git core tools, on Git LFS, which is very closely linked to the Git core tools. In the future, we want to have GPG used as review, to indicate that something has been reviewed by maintainers, for example, or by OpenSUSE review, OpenSUSE team when it goes to factory or maybe by the bots. It should be via signatures that can be later verified in the sources itself. And I want to depend on the business logic. So this is one of the pain points that we have to work on. In OBS, we have all the business logic is mostly embedded in the OBS. Sometimes it's even embedded in some tool running on Botmaster, and then nobody knows about it. And you know, we go for a few months without releasing an update for, let's say, I think it was Leap Micro, because something got stuck and nobody noticed, right? So we want to move the business logic out of the OBS and make it like have just the code that is responsible for the business logic in one place and not have it intertwined with anything else. So by having business logic outside of the this dependency on SCM so much and anything else, if you have a project where you have some special workflow requirements, you can just implement them and add them yourself to the project reviews, for example, and run it. And when it's maybe not required later in a year or two, because it's like, okay, it's obsolete or replaced by something else, something better, the old workflow could be just discarded, right? It's independent of the build tool. It's independent of Gitty UI. It's not embedded in there. It's just independent code running somewhere else. So, like I said, UI is there to facilitate collaboration. It's not there to be the central point or like something that we really require to have business logic actually working. There were also some discussion about using issues in Gitty, for example, as a replacement for Bugzilla. So sometimes in OBS, we used to get comments in packages for Tumbleweed, for example, that, hey, this package is so-and-so broken or something like this, right? And if you can just go to the package and, you know, click issue tracker, and you write your complaint in the devil project that is like, because in Git you can link from the, let's say, pool to the devil project like automatically. So if you just click on the package issue tracker, you go to the devil project issue tracker, and right, at least it goes to the right people and not missing somewhere.
Lubos has a question. Yeah, actually, it's just an idea for now.
This is not for SUSE. This is like Tumbleweed or something like this, right? Or people have, I have bugs that people report against devil projects. Then it goes in factory and it's like, oh, which component do I report? Like, it ends up in some third-party add-on or whatever. And if you have it in Gitty, at least it's like it's associated with this package, right? And it's like, oh, okay. It makes life a little bit easier. So we talked a lot about workflows, but what do these workflows actually mean, right? Workflow is a word, right? But what does it mean? So in Git, there are two types of workflows that that are implemented via like helper bots. One I call direct workflow, and another one is pull request workflow. So pull request workflow deals with pull requests. Direct workflow deals with direct commits to the package repositories. So what happens here? So when you directly commit to a package repository, the bot says like, hey, this package branch got updated, this branch is associated with this project git, I will update the submodule in this project git to point to the new commit, and OBS says, hey, this project got updated, I will build it. And that's basically the workflow. You push your changes to the package, it updates the project, and OBS says there's a new project, and okay, I build it. Because remember, OBS does not build packages. OBS only builds projects. Even if you have one package in it, it just builds the project, never builds a package individually. And for pull request workflow, what's the difference? Well, you make a pull request to a package. And here the bot comes along, it's like, oh, there's a pull request to the package. So there's a new commit there somewhere. So how do we get this to build? The OBS builds projects, right? Doesn't build packages. So we have a new pull request to the you have a new commit, like as a, in this branch called a pull request. And then so the bot comes along, it's like, okay, I'll make a pull request to the project that references this package pull request. And then it builds that in something which we would call staging, right? Or a OBS branch in another name. It also will assign reviews appropriate to the project. Like these reviews will be dependent on the configuration in the project itself. So if you want to have FactoryBot review it, you define it in the project config. Not project config, sorry. The workflow config file in the project Git. And it will just assign these reviewers, and that's all that happens. The pull request workflow goes is around it works around the concept of a pull request. So on GitHub, etc., when a pull request happens, there are reviewers that are assigned, and this is what we want to use as the central concept of communication between various review requirements. So for example, a factory bot now has an account on Giti called factory underscore bot. And if you make a pull request to a package anywhere on Giti and you assign factory underscore bot to review it, it will review the sources for you. So this is not project specific. You can do it in your fork in your home, for example, or anywhere else, right? If you can assign a factory underscore bot, it will review it. If you assign LegalDB, it will run the legal, the automatic legal review, right? And you should get some kind of a report there. So it doesn't have high priority or anything like that. It's like very low priority for anything that is not important, but you can do it. Before you submit it to factory, you can have factory bot and LegalDB review the stuff for you. But this happens in the pull request, right? And it's better to visualize like what actually happens here. So I have this terrible graph. I tried to get AI to fix it, but it didn't help. So we're still stuck with this one. So in a pull request, what happens is, as a packager, what you do is you have a package. Ideally, you clone a package, you make some changes to it, maybe add your changes file, which is always kind of a requirement, and you make a pull request, and I say to factory, but no, well, you make a pull request to somewhere, to the original place where you wanted to update it, but this actually never merges directly. So in case of factory or anything else, like with a pull request workflow, this doesn't, you don't click merge here. What happens is the pull request bot comes along, takes a project like factory, and then clones that. It updates the submodule to point to your package pull request update. Yeah, it makes a pull request to the factory project. Maybe there could be project config changes. There will be build results, open QA tests, etc., etc. And then the factory, the project, merges its pull requests. And all the submodules that it points to are then update, cause the branches to be updated in the package gits. And because they are updated, it's basically a fast forward merge on your request to the package. So this is kind of a transparent merge that happens through the project. So the project is leading the changes, and the packages reflect the the changes reflect the status of the project itself. There are other workflows that you could try. You can update the project Git manually. You don't have to rely on any bots. So tomorrow there's a workshop, like I said before. And I would like to show everyone how to do these things manually, because there's no magic here. It's just extra typing. But there is no magic in Git. So you can do project Git updates manually. And for fun fact, this is actually how SLE 16 is mostly happening. These updates are mostly manual for now. So this is why we're working here to make this more automated. You can have package Gits. So you can have a package in Git, and the project can remain in OBS. So this is the case where you have SCM sync in a package meta, but the project doesn't have SCM sync. So essentially, the project is CVS style, and the package is Git. So one of the things that happens is that when a package is in Git, you can't branch it anymore because you can't really commit changes, but you can still branch it if you really want to. You just will not be able to commit the changes back. The current status. Current status is we have about a dozen dev projects that are Git-based projects. They've been fully migrated. That compromises about 300 packages that are Git only. They are now managed by this direct workflow bot. So if somebody merges the changes with a merge button, it works. Right? That's the direct workflow bot. If you commit changes directly to the dev project, it's the same. It's a direct workflow bot. They also have pull request bot now assigned. So currently what happens is, for example, if you're a maintainer of a project, in the past you would build this something like this in home. Maybe you see if oh it builds now. I do my commit to the dev project and it then builds there. With the pull request bot, what is now happening is that if somebody is doing a pull request to the dev project, it will require a maintainer review, but if you're a maintainer already, it will just wait for the build to succeed and then automatically merge. This is also configurable if you'd like. Some people are complaining that it should be the other way around, that it should wait for the maintainer to say that merging is fine before it merges, but that's a little bit up for debate. Maybe we can have a vote. But both workflows are working on these dev projects. So the pull requests via reviews and automatic merging happens, or you can merge them manually by clicking the merge button, which is the other workflow. Yeah. Currently, I've outsourced some of the work, like the OSC maintainer information is broken for these projects, because OSC doesn't know where to get this information. So there's an issue I've opened against OSC, and I volunteered someone to work on it. And the same thing for dev projects. So when we started with the dev project migrations, as a consequence of that is that automatic dev project the dev project tag creation in factory had to be turned off for the Git only projects to be able to be accepted. Otherwise, there was no possibility of accepting these packages. And as a consequence of that, the dev project information is out of sync. So currently, we have dev project information stored in Gitty, in the OpenSUSE/factory repository. That's been there for maybe 2 months or something like this already. That's what the factory bot is using and maintenance bot is using, otherwise they would not work. So these bots are already using that, but OSC Devop project is not yet consulting that file there. So there's an issue open to that. And yes, somebody is trying to get a pull request to have it working now as well for OSC. So for these packages that are Git only, OSC branch is blocked by meaning that if you go OSC, like OSC branch checkout for these packages, you'll get helpful information that it's maintained here in Git, then you should be using clone instead. Workflow, so there's some, these bots are deployed now. We have legal DB bot deployed, we have factory bot deployed. But there's still some stuff to do. Next steps will be to enable these pull request workflow bot for factory. So we will be migrating factory piecemeal. Basically, DevOps projects at a time, they will be moved to Git. We will still accept submit requests via OSC submit request, but eventually they will be only accepted via pull request only to the OpenSUSE / factory project. We still need to mirror these, for example, these packages that will be in factory or will be in a pool organization. We need to mirror that on the inside for SLI submissions, etc. There's some bugs that need to be fixed that are a little bit blocking in Gitty. I think there's 2 of them. So when does this actually happen? We have a kind of a hard deadline. We need to have this running by September because of SLI maintenance, SLI 16. So we are concentrating now on the actual plumbing, not on the quality of life so much. So some of the things like having nice build results is a little bit on the wayside now. Just so we can get the actual work done and get ready for the maintenance for SLI 16. So LEAP submissions, we also want to convert this in July, but it will also happen in the same way like factory, so it will be piecemeal. It will not be like a big bang transition. It will happen DevOps projects at a time, and we will start converting the DevOps projects again shortly. So we pause this transition of the DevOps projects to be able to work more on the pain points that were discovered in the meantime, when we already started like the first ones. And there's some tips, like how to Gitty. This is one of the things that I want people to use more. There's a bug in this, so it may not work with LFS objects, but this is like high priority to get it fixed. But one of the things that people are always used to from GitHub days is that you have your GitHub repository. How do you contribute to it? You have to fork it. In the fork, you do your changes and you do some pull request from your fork to the main repository. And this is like, you end up with forks that are not maintained and out of date and like useless. So in Gitty, I think Alibaba introduced two, three, four years ago, a Git process, which I guess stands for Alibaba Git. And in this way, what you do is you create a pull request, or you can update a pull request via a push to the target repository. So you don't have to create a fork. You clone your repository, do your package changes, and just do git push to the origin server, and then the branch. Yeah, there's a colon, and the important part is /for/target/branch/topic. Right? There's documentation. It's only like one page. It's on docs.gitty.com. Yeah, there's. It's just one page, and if you do the same push to the same topic when the pull request is open, it will just update the pull request. So this is a way of creating a pull request, including description and top, like description and summary information via basic Git push. There's no extra tooling required here. So I think this is the way forward for most package updates, because if you work in a pull request, then you let somebody know, even if it's like, even if you just, the stuff is completely broken, at least you let somebody know that you're working on it. Because one of the pet peeves here at SUSE is that, oh, there's a security update. And this is a version update, right? From upstream. It's like, oh, okay, I need to do this, okay. I look at it, okay, nobody did a submit request yet. Okay, I'm doing an update. Check if it's built, maybe it takes an hour. I come back an hour later and there's like 3 submit requests to the dev project, right? Because nobody noticed that everybody's working on it. And if we do the pull request, we can signal, hey, this is something that we're working on. I didn't even check if it's building, but it's like already pending, right? It's just a few clicks away, pull, update, push, and then worry about building later, right? So this is just something to facilitate a little bit of collaboration. The Git API, if you're interested, it's available. There's a link on, like, if you go to source.opensuse.org, there's a link on the bottom of every page. There's an API link. It's a Swagger API, so you can generate your own code, etc. But I would encourage that anybody that is making any tooling around this is not so much rely on the API itself. If you are doing code checks or something like this, do a Git clone and inspect the Git tree itself, right? Don't try to check out files via Git API, because this is a little bit wonky and you'll end up with problems that are not unnecessary. So in the tooling, if you're ever making tooling, Git clone. Maybe you don't need the LFS files, right? But just Git clone and you can skip LFS and then inspect what you need to inspect. And the same thing for the project. Clone it, maybe depth 1 or depth 10 or whatever. But this is like a big difference from OBS, where OBS, to inspect the state of the project, we always rely on API calls. And here, I want people to rely on the actual Git repository for the project itself. All the information should be there, in the history or in the current state. This is a slide by Adrian. This is like, there's information in packages already. So if you query an RPM, you will get a URL for the where does this, where the sources of the package, where did it come from? You can in build results on the API call. So for example, if you update a project, but OBS didn't yet fetch it, then you can see the SCM info in the build results of OBS that it's not yet updated. It's still referring to the old commit. And then when it updates to the new commit, okay, then it's actually building. And repo MD XML content will get this information about the project, like the project commit. Project commit is the state of the project, basically, that is used for building like all the packages, like the state of all the packages in the project is the commit ID of the project. And yeah, I guess this is all for now. If you have questions, comments, there may be some answers, maybe not.
So first question about the graph that you showed with the submission workflow, where you said that the pull request into the package Git gets merged and it should be just a fast forward. Well, what happens if it isn't a fast forward?
It has to be. So
yeah, it has, but what ensures that it will always be a fast forward? How can you prevent that there's not going to be a push to the master branch? What happens if there's 2 pull requests existing concurrently.
This is the same like currently in OBS, right? So if you have two submit requests to the same project, one will get merged and the other one will become like, oh, it's broken, and oh, please rebase it. That's what we always get information like from maintenance, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, in Git,
maybe
not necessarily.
Sometimes they merge it by hand. So sometimes they merge it by hand, but it's a similar problem that we have already.
Yeah, but OBS forbids that. So will there be a similar close pull requests automatically, or how do you want to, how will you ensure it?
Close the pull request automatically? No, it's, I mean, if you go via project, so if the pull request creates a pull request to the project, then you have fixed updates of the submodules, like the commits on the submodules, right? Which will be from one commit to the next. And when one is merged, the other one is no longer mergeable because it references the wrong commit.
Yeah, but you don't see that in the pull request to the package git.
But these are linked. So in dev projects already, if you have a pull request to the package, you will see that it's referencing, there's a reference from a pull request to the project itself. And if you go there, there's also a link back to the package. So this is a set of packages. So you have n packages that could be like any number of packages that are in the pull request to the project, so like n to one ratio. And these are kind of like atomic change in the project itself. This is something that is different from OBS, because in OBS you can just check in packages as you like, but in Git we have atomic project updates.
I think I'll have to try it. Sorry.
One of the complaints I hear a lot when like dealing between the Fedora and OpenSUSE contributions is the fact that there is a very big gap between like the way you actually contribute, the change the code, and then you have the build being in separate place that doesn't really like interact with each other. So I'm just curious why wasn't this considered, like why isn't this built directly into OBS as a different SCM instead of basically having another service that does the SCM part?
So one of the goals here is to move the workflows out of this one code base, out of the OBS. At least in my mind, this is one of the goals, to move the workflows into separate chunk of code that we can document. And basically, this is important in SUSE for certifications. We want to have this workflow to be certifiable because it's just, this is what we are certifying, right? We don't want to be certifying necessarily all the stuff around Git or all the stuff around how OBS is handling sources, etc. So one of the things we want to do is move these things out of the OBS. So as for build results, yes, it's currently in the project pull requests. It's not difficult for us to be able to add it back to the packages that are associated with it. Yes, there could be just a link there. For now, we could have, in the future, I want to have SVG used for build results, like via a different service. Like, for example, on GitHub, you have, in the README files, right? You have a small image that tells you if something is passing CI or whatever. And we can have the same things used for indicating if something is building. And this could be embedded in the pull request for the packages, right?
OBS already has badges for displaying build results. The problem is, of course, that you have build results depending on the project, which, mm-hmm. you know, currently this workflow doesn't really work very well.
I mean, if you do a branch, the way we want to have this designed is that a project is assigned as one branch, one unique branch for the package, right? So you can have factory branch of package in the package, you can have leap branch, you can have sleep branch, etc. And when you do a pull request to this branch, it does a pull request to this project, which gives you the build results according to this project in the pull request that you're doing. Right? So this is kind of already specific. There's not just, of course, you can build it against other things, but it's we are targeting these results specifically. Yeah.
So I've got two questions here. First question is, what is the point of having devil and home project branch things in this world? Because the workflow feels unnecessarily complicated. The reason that we have those abstractions in the OBS world is because when you do branching to do development things, you got to do it. You got to stage it somewhere else before you bring it in. But in the Git model, you're already either forking or branching or whatever, you know, whatever freaking workflow you want, and it's already going to be externalized from the endpoint. Like, this is what we do in Fedora. Like, we have the main Git repo for the package sources is just the branches for the targets, and then people will fork it, make their changes, and send them back as pull requests. It feels like this abstraction is unnecessary. What you've done is basically transposed all of the other stuff that you don't need back into Git and made the workflow kind of work backwards from what I would think people would reason. Second thing, I saw your when you were describing the VCS tag, I noticed you showed you saw the git.suse.de, which no one can access.
Yeah, this is for SLI. It's
yeah. So if you are building stuff that you are publishing and you're providing public sources, you're probably going to want to mutate that so that it's a public URL. Otherwise, it's completely useless. So, this is useless. Like, yes. If I were someone as a customer or a partner looking at this and trying to figure out the sources to go examine or look at, I would be furious because there would be no way I could interact with this.
It's only a little bit useless.
It's
actually very useful because you see this hash at the end. That one is unique. So
sure.
if the repositories are mirrored from source.suse.de into OpenSUSE under this whatever, you can get this hash and you can get the sources. This is just as an example, right? The final implementation could be something else.
We can share this with OpenSUSE.org URL.
Yes, I'm just saying you should push it, then build it, and make sure it's stamped with the public URL.
Yeah, sure.
This could be something that OBS is replacing internally as it's building, right? So, like, the URL could be replaced from source.suse.de with source.opensuse.org. Yeah?
Mm.
It could be just, like, substitute. Like, it's...
Sure.
As long as the hash is there, you can get the sources.
I think we're over time, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the benefits of being the last talk, that we are never over time.
I don't know how much tape we have left.
Hey, Adam, can you go back to the slide number 8?
Which slide?
Eight.
This one?
8 is in the beginning.
Slide 8.
Are there numbers?
I have 8. This one?
No. Before there was one with the number 8 on it. The workflow for a package.
Wait.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, the previous one will do it.
Okay.
No, the previous one that you were showing before.
Next.
The previous.
Previous.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
So my understanding is you open a pull request and you do all the reviews in the pull request.
I can't quite hear.
When you open a pull request, you do all the reviews in that pull request.
Yes.
Can you tell me the reviews you have in mind? Because I am not sure. What do you mean with a review?
All reviews have to happen in the pull request.
Okay, can you give me the list?
open QA is a type of review that happens in a pull request. So the project builds, and then open QA has to get these binaries, whatever, images, and test it, and then approve it, right? That would be one of the reviews in the pull request.
No. The problem I am seeing is that the workflow you have in mind doesn't really correspond to the workflow we have. I mean, up to the part of updating a package, yes, but all what happens after it has been submitted to factory has nothing to do the way we work now. For example, if somebody is submitting an update of KDE, according to this, how that will work, because there is everything needs to build together, test it together, and then go together. And with this,
it is also grouped together. So yeah. You can group as many packages as you like into one pull request to the project. So this is an atomic change to the project. It could have one package, like an ADI, or it could have 20 packages, like in a ring A or something.
Okay, from a release maintainer point of view, how do I see that?
You would see this in the project pull request. So release managers work in the project Git. Packages like to work in the project Git. So these are the... Like these two worlds are kind of, they're separate, but they're interlinked, right? So so you have many submissions to factory, and you can combine them into one pull request, for example.
How? I mean, if I only have one pull request and I have different Git trees, because... You can combine it, but maybe I have an issue with one of the packages, not all of them.
Then separate, then remove it. If there's an issue with one package, you can swap it out.
And then but that's a new pull request.
You change the pull request to the project. That's where you would be working on. So you're adapting the pull request to the project until it's satisfying, right? Until it satisfies whatever the criteria.
That looks like a lot of work. Because basically, every time you change something, everything has to be redone.
It's the same like in OBS currently.
Not really.
Well, how do you group packages?
In a staging project.
This pull request to the project is the staging.
Not really, because you get everything, it pulls together. You treat things separately, even they need to go together.
It's the same concept. It's just that. In a staging in OBS, when you commit it, it's kind of like it's not really atomic, because for example, if you want to change the project config, it doesn't really happen in the staging.
Yes, it happens. I mean, I have
normally you just commit the project config to the factory, and then the staging now works.
Yes.
Exactly. So it's not part of the staging.
No. I am telling you, I can do it. It depends on the kind of change, but it doesn't work the way you are telling me it works. Basically, right now, your idea looks very good for updating one package.
No. It's
but
exactly for updating many
packages. I really don't see it working. Plus, the dynamic reviews also seems like a lot of work. Also, one of the problems I have is you do a pull request with a group of packages, and if one of them fails to will, then you have to do another pull request.
No, you can update the pull request. There's no need to make a new pull request. So in OBS, you have one submit request, then you drop it, they create a new one. In Git world, you can just push a new commit. Or you can force push a commit and update your pull request. There's no need to create a new pull request.
I'm sorry, but doesn't really reflect the way that things get now. For example, imagine I have two different packages that get updated and need to be together in the same staging and testing and so on, and they need to go together. How we do that when we have two different pull request for that.
So initially you start with two different pull requests, and you can say merge this with the other one, and one is closed and it merges in the other one. So you have then one pull request referencing two packages instead of just one. So you're not changing the pull request to the packages, you're just changing the pull request to the project.
Okay, I think that's going to make things very hard.
It's quite straightforward when you see it.
Technically,
but I think if you're trying to imagine it, yes. Yeah, it could be a little bit confusing. But when you see it and then you see like the diff, it's like, oh, I'm updating these two packages exactly.
Technically, it looks very easy. I agree with you, but practically, it doesn't look easy to me. It actually looks like adding a lot of more work.
I think we can craft it and show it. Not now, but essentially, it works. So yeah, it's different to some degree, but nevertheless, it works.
Tomorrow is a workshop. We can make a pull request like that by hand.
I have seen that.
Okay.
I read it because there are some people, not a lot, using the current system. But I guess it's still not in production, because right now you still need to make a submit request. And I am guessing in your idea, the submit request is disappearing, right?
I didn't quite understand the last question.
The current workflow on Git that is working for updating some packages, In them, they are creating a submit request.
Yes.
In your new workflow, the submit requests are disappearing because basically you are telling me that everything goes in a pull request.
The pull request to the project is independent of the pull request to the package, right? So I think we can talk about it later.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are tired, but we take one more question. I don't know. Now it's two hands. three hands.
The tape is infinite.
I mean, people walk away and some.
Well, thanks for yielding to the floor. So, if I may offer an insight, the first question was about what if there's no fast forward possible. So you can update the package and create a merge commit, and then the commit idea of the new merge commit can be used in the OBS project and terminology. In the Git representation, the OBS project is a package or repository, if you wish. And that one you can atomically update with the idea of the merge commit.
Yes, but you have to rebase to be able to fast forward, you have to rebase the package.
Yes, but that's like 1 second operation anyway and happens almost
instantly. Most of the time, if there's no conflict, yeah. So yeah. It basically just means like, okay, rebase that, and it's like, okay, now it's good. And then you can do a second, like there's another, you update the pull request to the project, and then you're good.
Indeed.
Then, yeah.
I think this might be a question for tomorrow's workshop. How can I play around with that? How can I test that? How can I create a sub-project in my home and have that managed in Git? Is there a possibility to get that rolling already?
There's different methods. You can do it manually. There's a bot you can deploy yourself for your own home if you like. Although probably not the best way to do it like this. I mean, I don't think it gives you much benefit if you just deploy it for your home, because it's the same like if you just have a home project in an OBS, right? It doesn't give you too much. I don't know if that gives you much benefit, but you could do it. Yes.
Or is there a devil project somewhere that is not used productively, where we can just mess around and test things out? Or I have a lot of questions, and I think I'll get the idea when I get my hands on that, but I'm not sure where I can get my hands on it.
I had some questions, I had some requests like this, and I think it would be a good idea to just have like a dummy place for people just to experiment.
That would be really great.
Yeah,
you're not the first one
to raise it, but we're not able to prepare it yet.
But most of the time, you can just experiment in the dev projects that are already there, like Lua or Erlang. And it's reasonably, I think, straightforward. Because if you can commit there, you're updating the project git and it just works for you. Or you can do via pull request and experiment with that too as well.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure if I got the workflow right. So let's say I want to port some package to OpenSUSE, and they have their source code, for example, on GitHub. So I need to create a spec file somewhere. If I understood you correctly, I would place that then on source.opensuse.org, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go to the Open Build Service to also create a project there and set it to clone my spec file, right? So I'll have to create two projects now, one just to save the spec file somewhere and one in Open Build Service to actually build the package.
You just need one, basically. So if you have a spec file and you have some upstream, right? So if you create one package git that has the spec file and references the upstream, you can put that into any OBS project, like regular OBS project, with SCMs, like if you do OSC meta package edit and add this SCM sync referencing your git repository with that spec file, right? And it will just build it there.
Yeah, so how I do it currently is that I create like a project on OBS, mm-hmm. put the spec file there, and it also builds it, so I only have to look at Open Build Service, but then I'd also have to look at source.opensuse.org to have the spec file just there and create the project not only on source.opensuse.org for the spec file, but also one in Open Build Service to actually build the package.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, because the source.opensuse.org is the storage of the sources, and build.opensuse.org is the OBS that builds it. And they're separate. Yeah. Yeah. If you add an existing package, If you add a new package to an existing project, it will exist in that project already, yeah. So you don't have to do...
So the addition was that you only have to do it for new packages or new projects. With existing one, you don't have to do that. Just repeating.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Andreas.
We have two mics? No. Not anymore.
Thanks, Adam. I want to share some feedback, and this may sound weird or mean. I don't think you're looking for sufficient community feedback. All of this sounds really driven by Slee, which is okay, but it sounds unfinished, and I think you need to look at this, the effects of this, like the tooling seems to be unfinished. I know it's in progress and start work. Some of the documentation might be coming up. And when this got weird to me was when existing workflow that had nothing to do with this were broken. So it's not only packages that I manage in Git, but other packages that were newly added were broken in ways that are undiscoverable. So OC maintainer and branch is broken for other packages that were newly added. And I don't think this is something that you're considering enough because you're pushing a SLE activity to an open source thing, which may end up being negative.
Yeah, well, this...
And of course, you will have the workshop, but just sharing this feedback that you should consider this and then see how you can readjust that effort.
Yeah, we talked about it, I think, before you joined, and it's basically this slide. I mean, you've been heard, and this is actually what we also take care of. Thanks for the feedback.
So, for example, OSC maintainer information and OSC devil project information, that is something that Gus is working on. It's reasonably straightforward to get this information
Yeah.
But it's not in the OSC tooling yet.
Yeah, that's the thing. So it needs to be in the tooling in the mainline distro for everybody to use. But I guess we have many opportunities in the workshop tomorrow to talk about these.
Exactly. That's valid points, and they're not taken lightly, but because of the timeline and some of the things that happened were accidents. So for example, the devil project information that disappeared in factory, that was a little bit unexpected. And it actually was something that we didn't want to remove, but it ended up being removed because stuff starting to crash in OBS. So there was like, okay, we had to do something, right? And that was the consequence. So the devil project information got moved, and now it's in a different place. And the tooling is not referencing that. We fixed the bots, so at least the workflows there are working, like the maintenance bot and the factory bot. Those are referencing the correct place for the devil projects. But the OSC devil project things like this is not working. There's also API that is used extensively by some of the tooling, like OBS owner, like the search owner. And this one just doesn't work at all. It has to be replaced by looking up the devil project information.
Thanks a lot for acknowledging. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the feedback.
So thanks for the questions. we're also here at least today and tomorrow, and also the workshop at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Happy to have further discussions. I'll see you in the workshop.
Yeah, tomorrow in the workshop, the idea is just to demystify this, and so you know how Git is working, how this is actually implemented in a way, and that anything that the bots are doing is just what anybody else could be doing, just don't want to be doing. So is just to demystify this entire process. That's the purpose tomorrow. And I hope if people are mystified by it, that they join it and they learn how stuff works, and then they see the light. And so thanks again for coming, and see you tomorrow. Okay.